With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A historic building in Whitefish designed by famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright is being demolished at this hour. The owner of the building rejected offers to buy it by the deadline he set today. Developer Mark Ruiz had said previously that he planned to demolish the building to make way for a new one if his sale terms could not be met by today. Ruiz's Whitefish attorney, Ryan Purdy, confirmed that his client rejected an offer by preservationists attempting to buy the building today. At about 5 o'clock this afternoon, I asked him if that meant that no more offers to buy the building would be considered.
Hail Marys are always, I'm always willing to communicate those to the client. But at this present time, I believe that decisions have been made on the developer's or on the client's plan.
And that decision is that the building will be demolished.
I cannot comment on that.
Montana Public Radio's Nikki Ouellette is on scene in Whitefish, where she says heavy equipment appears to be demolishing the building. Cher Justo is executive director of the Montana Preservation Alliance, one of the groups working to save the building.
We're just heartsick. This building is the last building that Frank Lloyd Wright designed and was built actually beyond his lifetime. It's a treasure. It's the only real Frank Lloyd Wright building that remains in Montana of any stature. We're losing a treasure. Frank Lloyd Wright is, you know, arguably the greatest American architect who ever lived. And to just tear that building down to build some nondescript mixed-use commercial building because Whitefish is growing is a sad, sad thing to witness.
The Wright-designed Lockridge Medical Clinic in Whitefish is the first usable Wright building to be torn down in more than four decades. That's according to the Chicago-based Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy, which was also working to purchase the building. Owner Mick Ruiz's attorney said that his client was not seeking to make a profit from the sale, but only wanted to recover his purchase price and additional costs he's incurred. He says the city of Whitefish approved demolition plans and that the building has been on the market for a year.